And this is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Could I have said that any faster? And now Eric was talking about how time is moving faster. I need to slow it. Take a couple of, what was it? One of my guests early on in this program said, stop and take a couple of deep breaths and it will slow you down and re-energize you. We have Beth McDonald, a AAA editor on the program. She probably has something to say about that as well. Welcome back to the program, Beth, after last week. Here we are halfway through October, really?
Already, and shifting towards Scorpio. There's planets coming into that deep sign, urging us to be connected and deeper in our private worlds and personal worlds, and then in our connections with others.
So what is our motif, if you will, for this week? I know we just went through a full moon.
Yes.
Interesting, and that was one bright set of three nights of moon. Yes. I could have read outside.
Yes. Whew. Yes. But your soundbite for this week is courage, compassion, and the ability to swim in deeper waters.
Hmm.
It takes a lot of courage to live deeply. It also takes a lot of compassion for self and others, especially in times like now, where so much is changing and so many of us are trying to create change. You know, I think it's so awesome that the Martin Luther King Memorial thing is happening right now, reminding us that we're creating change courageously, compassionately, without violence, without aggression, by simply the strength of our convictions.
So this coming week, what can we look forward to?
Well, there's an awesome meteor shower on Friday.
Oh, wait a minute. Where do we need to be so we're not in any danger? When can we see it the best?
I honestly don't know that bit. I just know that it's happening on Friday, and here in California, you know, it gets so hazy.
Yeah.
That always the NASA website is a good place for information about that. That's kind of the place where I go. I haven't looked that up. I'm trying to stay in the now.
here you go. So go to Google and Google October 21st meteor shower, and I'm sure that it'll pull up all kinds of good stuff for you.
Yes, the technical term for this one is the, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, Orionitis.
I've seen my doctor, got some ointment, I'm okay.
Yeah, I got a prescription for that. But it's Friday the 21st.
Again, Google.
Yeah, our pal Google. Yeah, I didn't expect to be talking about that. I'm so focused on the Sun and Saturn that are in Libra, and then Venus and Mercury have moved into Scorpio, which is so much about communicating deeply with the people that we care the most about, or the people who are in a position to create change.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you throw a bunch of thoughts in my mind about that as far as my own life and what's going on. And so I'm sitting here going, okay, Beth, I need further clarification.
Well, you call me.
Beth,
we'll talk.
And folks can call you at 963-0842 or go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes, anytime.
Great. Thank you very much, Beth. And we will look forward to talking with you next Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
You
and
bet.
Thank you to your guests.
All right. And we're going to move on to another quick little segment here. This guest is going to be on our program in December, but she has an event coming up next Saturday. Her name is Marie Diamond of the Law of Attraction 2012. Marie, thank you so much for joining us.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
And I know we only have a couple of moments with you. Your only U.S. Appearance, basically the Law of Attraction 2012. And, of course, you were featured in The Secret. Tell us a little bit about this event that's coming up next Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be where? In Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's in Los Angeles in the Alex Hotel. And, you know, being in The Secret, a lot of people have been really focusing on creating a better life for themselves. And it has been about improving themselves, but we are now in a time where we need to start working on the collective law of attraction and what we all can bring together and to step up to be a leader in change for the world. And, you know, we look around us and we see that people are stepping up, you know, they are coming forward and say to the world what they really want. But now we have to create a spiritual connection with between leaders and between people that are like, you know what, I'm one of the people that are here with my sole purpose to move forward, but you have to connect with each other. And so I've been working for the last 30 years with top leaders in all fields of society, and they have a bigger field, a bigger vision of how to create collective change. And that's why they can actually run big corporations and they can have major shifts happening in their lives. But I think it's time now that the people that have been working individually on improving their success and their romance and all the things they've been using by The Secret to go to the last part that is in the movie, The Secret, and that's about the collective change. Not just to individually change, but through your personal transformation, connecting with others, and create a collective transformation. So the Law of Attraction 2012 is exactly about this. And so I'm going to give you the tools that I've been coaching the leaders with in the last 30 years to improve themselves, but then immediately have impact. We have to come from a self-help world into an impact world where it's like, okay, great that you change yourself, but what do you do immediately to change the world around you? You know, not just your family, your community, but the world around you. So how to align ourselves, our soul purpose together. And that's what the Law of Attraction 2012 seminar is about. It's a global launch, so I'm actually teaching this all over the world, also in the virtual seminars. And so I'm very excited, and thank you for having me to give the opportunity for you to understand. If you feel you're one of the enlightened leaders for 2012 and the world beyond, then I would say then it's really your place to be there.
Absolutely. And they can go to lawofattraction.com. That's
Law of Attraction 2012.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Law of Attraction 2012.com is the website. And we're going to be talking with you again. We'll have you on the program, on this program, in December to talk further about this, because this is something that is staying in the forefront of people's minds. I thank you so much. And then again, a reminder, it's next Saturday and Sunday. And you say it's at the LAX hotel?
Yeah, it's in the Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn at LAX.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And we look forward to talking with you again very soon.
Okay, me too. Thank you so much, Richard.
You bet. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.